Claims of voter fraud have been a familiar refrain from Republican Party officials in recent elections. In 2010, as in past years, the GOP has charged that Democratic allied groups have systematically worked to allow non-citizens to vote or permit Democratic supporters to cast multiple ballots. When reports indicated that the number of Democrats voting in early balloting was higher than predicted, Dick Armey, who leads the Tea Party movement's patron group, Freedom Works, explained to Fox News that the higher number of Democrats voting was due to voter fraud, all said without a shred of evidence. The reality is the high-pitched charges of widespread voter fraud are blatantly false. From October 2002 to September 2005, the Justice Department charged only 95 people nationwide with election fraud. 55 were convicted, with less than 20 convicted of casting illegal ballots. Instead, Republicans have used these dubious charges of voter fraud as a justification to employ the tactic of voter intimidation at polling places around the country, specifically targeting minority communities. As voting got underway in 2010, examples of this tactic emerged in Texas, where poll watchers, with ties to a Houston Tea Party group called True the Vote, were reported to have interfered with minority voters' right to cast ballots. Another Tea Party-linked group in Minnesota offered a $500 bounty to anyone providing tips about voter fraud. Elsewhere, flyers and robocalls deliberately misled Black and Latino voters about the date of the election or the documents required to vote. Between the lines, Scott Harris spoke with Tova Wang, senior democracy fellow at the group Demos, who examines bogus claims of voter fraud and the real danger to democracy of unchallenged intimidation tactics targeting minority voters.
You have certain politicians and political groups and activists who run around screaming that voter fraud is, quote, an epidemic and, pervasive throughout the system, including in-person voter fraud at the polling place, which people must vigilantly guard against. And it's just an absolute canard. It's just not true. The number of cases of polling place voter fraud are incredibly low. I mean, it's, one thing that we all like to talk about in the voting rights world is how you have a better chance of getting hit by lightning than seeing an actual act of voter fraud committed to the polling place. That's how rare it is. And so this kind of thing is ginned up every election year, and what you have is then, people really having their faith in the system undermined and believing that the system is rigged against them, and it's really unhealthy for democracy. And it's really to sort of get the groups out there and doing these sort of voter fraud watch activities that then turn into really voter intimidation activities. And it's to enact policies such as, voter ID laws and proof of citizenship in order to register to vote laws that make it more difficult for perfectly eligible voters to take part in our democracy.
Tell us a bit about the details of some of the intimidation tactics that the Republican Party and their allies have been practicing at the polling places in previous years in terms of poll watchers with video cameras and otherwise challenging verbally various voters, particularly targeting minority communities.
Well, we have been seeing since at least the late 50s, actually it all started with former Chief Justice Rehnquist in Arizona, this practice of challenging voters, and particularly in minority polling places, as to their eligibility to be voting or saying that they, back in those days, having them take some kind of reading test. But even, over the last many years, we see voter challenges at the polls based on very flimsy, if to no evidence of lack of eligibility in minority polling places in particular. And I have been concerned, frankly, over the last year that the Tea Party movement, with, the level of anger and mistrust that they have in government and systems, would find its way into the polling place. And that's exactly what's already happening, particularly in Texas, where they have a pretty lengthy early voting period. Tea Party groups have gotten together and have already allegedly been going to polling sites in predominantly minority neighborhoods, especially in the Houston area, and interfering with people's votes, confronting them, following them. Other groups around the country, I would say probably in about a dozen states, are encouraging members to sign up to be poll watchers and then encouraging them to do things that are right out of the classic playbook of voter intimidation throughout the years, such as you mentioned, photographing people at the polls, following them around, videotaping them, that sort of activity, which done in a very neutral way could be legal, but if it intimidates people at all, it's not legal. And I'm not sure even all these people who are engaging in this kind of activity even realize that. They're sort of being encouraged to do this by people who should know better, but they may not know the rules and where the lines should be drawn.
Well, looking to the future, what can be done to rein in this kind of abhorrent anti-democratic activity, either at the local level with citizens organizing or in our legal system to really hold to account people who engage in this kind of awful activity?
The laws are very weak. I mean, I have written about challenge laws in particular a great deal, and the need to strengthen state challenge laws so that it is more difficult to challenge a voter at the polling place. That if you're going to have individual citizens challenge other voters, which I don't think is a great idea in the first place, but make it clear that they have to have actual evidence that the person is not an eligible voter, you know, either some kind of firsthand knowledge or documentary evidence. And in light of what's been going on this year, I think we're really going to have to do a review of our poll watcher laws. You know, we need to think about maybe limiting the number of poll watchers that are allowed to go to a single polling site, because one of the things we saw in Houston in the last couple weeks is, you know, sort of like these hordes of poll watchers, frankly mostly white, going into black communities and, you know, sort of surrounding the place, which in itself is, you know, not an ideal way to have the voting process work. And make really clear the rules for what poll watchers are and not are not allowed to do. I think that we really need to take a look at our laws for some more clarity on that issue.
That was Tova Wang, Senior Democracy Fellow at the group DEMOS. Contact DEMOS by calling area code 212-633-1405 or visit their website at demos.org.